5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Prophecy Gospel News, Christian Persecution, Asiya Bibi, Satan's Girls, Nigeria, Iran, Europe's Blasphemy, Philippines, Cameroon, and Saudi Arabia. Turmoil of nations, persecution of Christians, and upheaval in the natural order all add to the politics and ongoing trouble of these last days. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of November 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. The readings in the Word this week are Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 through chapter 28, verse 9. Malachi verse 1, or chapter 1, starting at verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. And the New Testament portion is Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through chapter 11, verse 30. And Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 13. Go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and gethealthyyoungliving.com to read the latest articles by The Watchman and also listen to our shows. The featured posts this week are, well, I guess one, The Attack to Defrock America and Its Dream, The Attack, or Devious Media, Scheming Socialists, and the Takedown of America. So go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or Get Healthy Young Living to read the latest articles and listen to the shows. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio and on Twitter at #WatchmanIS216, #WarnRadio, or #WGS_Watchman. On today's show, we cover the latest prophecy gospel news, Christian persecution,
Kyrgyzstan,
Ukraine, Asiya Bibi, Satan's Girls, Nigeria, Iran, Europe's Blasphemy, Europe's Sharia, the Philippines, Cameroon, and Saudi Arabia. The nations of men and religions work to thwart the gospel and those who bring it. Hope is in Jesus Christ. Thus, in this field of the world, many are finding the new hope through their Savior. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our latest, for our Prophecy News Hour, latest news, articles, and information concerning the days in which we live. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, at least we got the elections out of the way.
Oh, thank God. I was kind of disappointed. I was disappointed that the Democrats got a hold of the House. I didn't expect that, so I was kind of shocked about that.
Well, it almost always goes this way, and there's a reason the Democrats picked up so many of these areas. The number one thing is the districts is what the Democrats picked up. Republicans picked up entire states. It, within the confines of who the Democrats are made up of, they have a large segment of illegals, all of whom they tried to get to vote. In another Democratic area, they had a sign on there, "Vote Democratic Only." And there's been a number of other things that really bring into question some of the tactics by the Democrats. However, trying to prove that's another thing. So the bottom line of it is that this is exactly why the Democrats want open borders, to allow in as many illegals as they can, because a majority of the illegals will always vote Democratic, mainly because these illegals come from socialist countries, most of them, and they're used to having that kind of a provision for it. Now, if they can come to America and live off Americans and... you know, then they think they've made it. Now, see, the Democrats are willing to allow them to do that and have health care and have their babies and become Americans and a lot of other things. No other nation in the world allows it, but the Democrats, that's their policy. They also have the American Communist Party that is, last time against Trump, they were... working with the Democrats, vowed socialists, got elected in New York, in a local area there. That's exactly how the Democrats get in. So the House is made up of representatives, a lot more than there are senators. A senator represents the entire state, whereas these representatives are in localized areas where the Democrats can focus down, and that's where their strength is. So the Democrats have no strength in a lot of other areas, for instance, in the Midwest and things like this. So this is really the battle. And, of course, right away there was talk about impeachment and all kinds of stuff. Trump came out and openly said, well, if you try that, then I'll set the Senate in order to start proceedings and investigating the Democrats. Because there's a lot of things. There's probably about five or six things, all the way going back to Hillary, that people want to know about. And this has been on the agenda of a lot of those who supported Trump. They'd love nothing better to go after the Democrats.
Yeah.
But, you know, the leadership of the Democratic Party, we'll see how well they go. If you expect the Democrats to be fair and open and honest, don't, because they're not going to be. Having said that, it's not going to be an easy ride for Americans. America needs to repent. It's not going to repent. We love to kill babies. The ACLJ is standing up against Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood kills how many babies a year?
300,000 per year. It's a, what did they say, 30 million, 30 billion yearly?
Yeah, $30 billion industry.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, so as you can see, there's a lot of things that this American nation needs to repent for. It's not going to. And on top of that, in Trump's regime, he has Pence, who is an avowed Christian, who's taken a lot of hits, and a lot of others. So these people that are with the Democrats do not like Christians. They do not like conservatives. They do not like patriots. You know, I mean, they embrace the gay lesbian agenda of all kinds. They embrace abortion of all kinds. They embrace open borders and illegal aliens, you know. They embrace socialism and communists into their midst. So this is what it means to be a Democrat today. You know, they didn't take the Senate, which is much more powerful. Through the Senate, you can actually set forth judicial judgeships appointments and also SCOTUS. And the thing of it is that Trump now has one in six federal judges that he's appointed in his term in within 2 years. And if he can continue that trend, he can have as many as one out of every three judges he will have appointed. In addition, now this is according to Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ. He's a legal analyst talking about a lot of this, and he says that there's a good chance of even setting up and putting people again on the Supreme Court, which would set this Supreme Court in a conservative manner for probably decades. So
that'd be wonderful.
It would be wonderful. So no matter what the Democrats do, in the end, it has to go before the Supreme Court. You know, it can go there. So this is really where the battle is. You're seeing the battle for America. It's not going to get any easier. This nation needs to repent. It's not going to repent. And you are in the end of days. And, you know, we have been celebrating victory about Asia Bibi being released, at least from the Supreme Court. Any rate, they had come out and said that... that she was to be freed, that she shouldn't be locked up anymore, that they threw out the charges because there was no evidence. Right away, the Muslims started rioting and threatening the stability in Pakistan. And the Supreme Court judges themselves who gave the order said, well, you know, Pakistan has to understand that this country is governed by the Supreme Court, not by a bunch of individual Muslim extremists. And, you know, this is exactly what needs to be done. So at any rate, to make a long story short, Asia Bibi is not free, although she is free. She is in prison, only like house arrest. She can't go out because someone's going to kill her. Everybody that comes into her has to be searched. They have to watch out what kind of food they give her and make sure nobody has poisoned it. Her husband is in hiding. He moves every night to a different place with his children. And even Barnabas Aid, who has been in contact with them through a longtime friend of theirs, even the longtime friend can't find him. Nobody can get a hold of the husband. Nobody knows where they're at. And on top of that, Pakistan ruled, the government, in spite of the Supreme Court, saying that Asia Bibi could not fly and could not leave the country. And so she's stuck, either in prison or to be killed by Islamists. This is typical of Pakistan. Because Pakistan, time and again, have rejected the upper court and what they have had to say. So now we have Barnabas Aid trying to work on it. I was on the ACLJ several times today to see if they had anything. They didn't. Persecution.com is reporting on this, as well as a number of others. So it's this is where it stands. We don't know where the husband and family is. Asa is in prison. I don't even know if she knows where he's at. Nobody can be seen from her family because they will kill them.
That's horrible to have to live like that.
And we've had some in Europe. We've had Italy who came out, and even some of the staunchest people against immigration said that they would work to try to get Asia into Italy because she's one of the cases they think deserve it. So there are some starting to work behind the scenes. I don't know how it's going, but we said a long time ago that once you get a blasphemy charge, especially in Pakistan, you can't talk to the Muslims and the imams in Pakistan. So it is, to say the least, a mess. And for all of these, well, I have a word for them, but I'm going to refrain. There are people in the West and in the EU who openly push Islam, and they are not Islamists. The EU recently put together its own Sharia blasphemy law, and what you have now, you have parts and parcels of Sharia law in a lot of different countries. And I can tell you that you do not want a Sharia law because in this case with the blasphemy law, it is well documented and well known that Muslims and imams, just regular everyday Muslims on the street, use this law to get at Christians.
That is so wrong, so wicked.
And I've got another little tidbit about Pakistan, and I had another news come across, and there's a lot of concern about the group of people who work in the sewers in Pakistan, cleaning out all the poop and everything?
Yeah.
Guess who 80% of the workers are? Christians.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
They work in a dangerous area. There's a lot of gas down there and trouble down there. They don't give them any gas or nothing like that, and it's very, very dangerous.
Any gas masks or?
Well, because it'll kill them. It's a poison gas. Your excrement, once it goes in there, I mean, if you have any kind of a septic tank or anything, you got to watch. That's why in the old days they always had a pipe going up over the top of your roof to pull out the gas, because it can kill you, make you sick and kill you. But at any rate, so this is Pakistan. Pakistan has the same tribal social levels like unto what India does. India has a lot of unclean
that
and other
caste
lower
system.
Castes.
Yeah.
And so these Christians in Pakistan clean out all the lions, the poopers, and everything else. It's one of the lowest, dirtiest, rottenest job in Pakistan. These Christians are treated as nothing in Pakistan. And if you think you got trouble in America.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Tower, I would not live that way.
Oh, me either.
I just can't do it. I would not accept Sharia law. I would not accept any imam or any Muslim or any government that accepted Sharia law and would do that. I'd rather go on out preaching the gospel and getting martyred than I will not live like that. Life is not that important to me to dig out someone's poop and be treated like the same thing you're cleaning out.
Yeah.
This just burns my butt that Obama and other nations have done business with Pakistan, and they allow this kind of immoral social behavior going on. And India does the same thing with their caste system.
Oh, it's horrible.
And this woman being freed, that guy in charge needs to get his army out. He needs to quell these moronic Muslims and put them down. And I'll tell you, if you can't put them down, you need to shoot to kill. Because I can tell you, if Saddam Hussein was doing it, he would shoot him to kill him. And you know why nobody overthrew Saddam Hussein and a lot of those guys for a long time? Because they knew how to control Muslims, and in most cases they would kill them.
Yeah.
Because these guys just don't listen. And so that's hard facts. Just like in Islam today and those who are radical Islamists, the only way to stop them and stop the spread is to kill them, because they're not going to stop. And once you let them into your country, they're going to do the same thing. Now, are there good Muslims? Yes, there are. There's a lot of Muslims that are coming to Christ. But I'm telling you that the overall thing, once you get above a 30 to 40% range of Muslims within a region, and they start getting the laws and the Sharia law and everything going, then every Muslim nation that I can think of oppresses and persecutes Christians. And the ones who put together a blasphemy law end up killing Christians right and left for virtually no reason at all, except some guy said so.
Yeah.
And or some woman. And so this is the thing with the Sea of Bibi. You need to pray for it. If you think America's a mess, I got news for you. You know, even if it would have come out the way you all wanted it to, or maybe, you know, whether you're Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. You know, Democrats wanted a total defeat for Trump, and Trump wanted, they all wanted that. Well, Trump was more clear. He said, you know, before the election that they probably wouldn't take the House. But between Clinton midterm and Obama midterm, Trump cleaned up. He did better than the Obama administration and the Clinton administration during their midterm elections.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the thing with the Republicans was a hit. Even though they lost the House, I mean, they retained the Senate. They got the Senate and the presidency, and we'll just see. Trump said, if you want to go ahead with all of your investigation, impeachment, he said, I'll start stuff going from the from the Senate, and two can play that game. If you want to be nasty, then I'll be nasty, and I'll get the Senate after you.
That's right.
So this is not the way we want it, you know, as far as being nasty. But you can't trust Pelosi. Time and time again, the women in the Republican, in the Democratic Party that are running this machine can't be trusted. They are one method, one ideal, that, and it's not good. They almost ruined Kavanaugh over a bunch of lies, and they wouldn't have cared if they did.
Yeah, that's right. That's wicked. Total wickedness.
So this nation, America, is not where it needs to be, politically or morally.
Nope.
We are a whore morally. You might say, well, look at all the others. They're bad. Yeah, they are bad, but they're not a nation that once knew Christ like we are. We had a history of churches. You know, I mean, our school system was based upon the Bible. I mean, the kids would read from the Bible in order to learn English. We had all of our higher learning. Our colleges were once Christian colleges. We have more more pastors and ordained ministers than any other nation on the face of this earth. Our ministers make more money and have bigger churches than almost anybody around anywhere. And yet we are immoral in this country, and the church has been asleep, and we've allowed filth to enter in. I mean, pure, unadulterated filth. And this article that we told you about, Tower told you about, you need to read it. And I've got another note for you, too. Don't contact me through Messenger or the social things. If you're too lazy to come to my website, our websites, and contact us through the contact form, then you don't need to talk to me. You see, social media makes it too easy. You know, and I expect you to come to our websites. I expect you to listen to the shows. I expect you to pass them around. Why? Because this is a ministry, and if you're going to listen to me and listen to the Word of God and what we're trying to do, then you need to do your part. And so don't be short-handed about it and just, well, I sent him a message on Facebook and Messenger. I'm not going to answer him. And, you know, every once in a while I'll have somebody from overseas that'll try to do it because he doesn't know any other way. And he doesn't have, any kind of a cell phone or anything to do anything. So he has to borrow it. So what I'm telling you is, you need to do more than just sit on your butt and just complain or whatever. You need to get busy. If you're a Christian, get busy. And one of the things we do, we're an advocate, and we spend a lot of time on this election and the way it is, so we're going to move on. But, Tower, before we move on, you got any last words?
No.
Well, our first one up is really absolutely, you could call it par for the course for America. You could even call it par for the course for the UK, even though things like this don't happen over there that we know of. But this kind of thing is really, really popular in a lot of areas. And hopefully the individuals that are mentioned in this will learn and repent and find help from the Lord. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
This is about two girls aged 11 and 12. This is such a disturbing story to me because they're just young girls. They're just babies, but they've been corrupted. And they were arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder and possession of a weapon on a school property last month on October 23rd at the Barstow Middle School in Florida. And the girls had planned to kill at least 15 of their classmates, drink their blood, and eat their flesh, according to the police. And this was reported in ABC Action News in Tampa and then the Washington Post. They noted that they wanted to kill at least 15 people and were waiting in the bathroom to find smaller kids that they could overpower to be their victims. I believe that these two small children, I'm going to call them small children, they are only 11 and 12, seriously sat down and plotted to do bodily harm to another student at school. And this was the Barstow Police Chief Joe Hall at a press conference. And the two girls had apparently planned their attack over the weekend on October 20th and 21st. And among the messages the girls sent to each other, the final one read, "Today is health lesson. Thanks, Satan. We're doing this in a bit," according to the police report. And on Tuesday, October 23rd, the girls took two knives, a knife sharpener, scissors, a pizza cutter, and a glass goblet with them in their backpacks to school. And after school, however, a robocall was sent to one of the girls' mothers inquiring why her daughter was not in school, and the mother then called the school and said her daughter should be there. The authorities contacted police, and shortly thereafter the girls were located in a bathroom where they apparently were hiding and waiting for a potential victim. They were taken to the principal's office, and once there, police discovered the weapons in their backpacks. The two girls then admitted to planning to kill students as they'd entered the bathroom. When asked about motivation, the girls reportedly told police that they were Satan worshippers. And according to police, the girls planned to drink the victim's blood out of the goblet they were found with. They were also discussing eating the victim's flesh and leaving body parts at the school entrance before killing themselves. According to the arrest affidavit, killing all of those students was in hopes it would make them the worst sinners, ensuring that after they committed suicide, they would go to hell so that they could be with Satan. And in a Facebook statement, the police chief, Joe Hall, said, "I understand that the recent news of a plot to kill students at a Barstow Middle School is troubling. In fact, it shook me to the core when I was notified of it. However, I want to make it clear that your children are our most precious citizens here in the city, and we do everything we can every single day to make sure our children are safe. I'm very proud of the staff at Barstow Middle School and my staff at the police department for thwarting the plot from becoming a tragedy. There are several measures in place to make sure our children are safe and that all threats of violence are addressed. In this isolated incident, those protocols worked. I believe in these protocols and we will continue to follow them. Remember, if you see something, say something. It worked in this incident. In addition to the conspiracy and weapons charges, the two girls were charged with disrupting a school campus. And they were still in police custody as of October 25th. They will be expelled from the Barstow Middle School." Well, yeah. Isn't that horrible how they are so young and they got caught up in Satanism?
Well, you know, you have Whatchacallit's books, and she always has another one. You have...
What's her name? From the UK.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. And Netflix runs a bunch of that same thing. And, of course, we are coming up... they were coming up to Halloween.
Right.
A big, dark holiday.
Yep.
And, of course, these girls had been corrupted. Somebody got to them. Could have been televisions. And, see, the devil works overtime to corrupt. See, we got a major problem here that a lot of people don't pay attention to, but there is an age of accountability. And normal children, even today, but if you go clear back to the children of Israel, those children were taught... the ways of the Lord. And the Lord tells us in the Tanakh that if we'll raise a child in the way he is, the way he is to be brought when he is older, he will not depart from it. So if you raise him up in the Word of God and nurture and admonition of the Lord when he's older, he won't depart from it. Now,
that's
see,
right.
That illustrates that young minds are susceptible. Hitler knew it. That's why he started the Hitler Youth. Satan knows it. That's why he tries to corrupt children. And in America today, we have succeeded in corrupting the age of accountability. And a lot of these kids from an early age now, that it's not unusual to have them even filled with an unclean spirit or even a demon from day one. Because of what we're doing. And we've got people, adults, that are in schools today teaching children an absolute abomination, sexual immorality, and every other kind of unclean thing. So make no mistake about it. If you think America's clean, you need to do your research. Get your head out of the whatever and get into it. Now, this is really an extreme case where you find two girls like this. You know, it would almost seem like these two girls had no other friends, so they got interested in this together. They decided to do it together. That's what it would seem to me. And that's another thing the devil always tried to do, is isolate those who he targets.
That's right.
And, you know, if you think that... And there's a lot of Satanists and black magic, and that's exactly what they do. And there are testimonies out there of people who, witches and warlocks and others, who actually came to the Lord, and they tell what it was like. And in some of those cases, they even testify that they actually saw Satan appear at some of their meetings. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go to a meeting of one of these things to try to see Satan.
Me either.
You know, I'm not interested in seeing anything like that. I'm waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, we are infatuated with our demons and darkness and witches and warlocks and murder and every other kind of thing, scary movies and the such. I mean, we love that. And we love it in America because we are a nation that has had it easy. You know, whenever you have a luxury, rich society like that, there's a lot of problems in this end.
I also think that watching those kind of movies, you are opening yourself up to let the spirits in, the evil spirits. And you need to be careful what you watch.
That's right. You really do. Well, at any rate, let's go on. We're talking about Kyrgyzstan, and whenever I think of Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and these others, these are commonly what I call up near Russia and part of the old USSR, or you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, if what their full you know, state status is today. But, you know, in Kyrgyzstan, it is a Muslim nation. And in this particular story, three Muslim men beat a Christian convert in his village in Kyrgyzstan. And it left him fighting for his life.
Oh, man.
And you see, we get these stories all the time. It is not unusual for Muslims to attack Christians because even in their... you know, in their holy book, it says, you know, you'll find a Jew or a Christian behind a rock. You know, they call them the people of the book, hiding. And, you go find him and kill him. See, that's their holy book. You're not going to be justified by killing Christians. But see, to show you how crazy this gets, during ISIS going through the Middle East, we reported on the fact that there was imams and others who were actively telling their soldiers that you could drink Christians' blood and find redemption immediately. You could also, you know, eat their heart and become endued with his strength and become born again, saved immediately, you know. We actually came across these stories that were being told that from people that were on the ground saying this is what they're saying. Now, so it's not, you know, unusual when you see these kind of things. Now, Eldos is his name that they beat. He's 25 years old, and he is a former convert, a former Islamic dude. And, you know, and this is one of the things, you know, if, in a lot of countries, they will push this, Muslim countries, that if you leave Islam, then you can face death for leaving Islam. And so a lot of the people, when they, you know, if you're a Muslim and you come to Christianity, there's a lot of them that lose their family right away. They have to go hide right away, go to other areas right away. And so they target, you know, Christians who were former Muslims. I mean, that's their number one target. And so this guy got a concussion, a jaw fracture, knocked out teeth, injury, and a brain hemorrhage. So they just beat the living daylights right out of him. And they said the police attempted to disguise the religious motivation. The police said that he was beaten for playing loud music. And of course, we see this in Pakistan. We even see this in India, where the police, and other nations as well, where the police are not honest, that, you know, when you have the authorities come, almost invariably the Christians many times are the ones that are picked out, and they're to blame. They're thrown in jail, and they're, you know, they're the people that attacked him or caused trouble get away with it. In Egypt, we see where Muslims get away with, you know, kidnapping young Christian women, raping them, taking them captive. Nothing happens to them. The parents can't get them back. The police won't do anything, and they will simply tell the girl that if you don't marry me and become a Muslim, we will kill your family. So they end up giving in and becoming a Muslim and, you know, going through that way. But this is the way it works in the real world. And I don't work under that. I'm an American. I've been American all my life. I've been Christian, been in Christian churches almost all my life. And we've been in this ministry, in our, just this, this is an end time ministry for over 20 years. And before that, we were pastors back in the 80s. So the bottom line of it is that I won't live like that.
Mm-mm.
And neither will Tower. And I know a lot of others won't either. And it just is a no-brainer. You know, it's just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And, I've said this a lot. They just told the big boss who wanted them to worship the statue, sorry, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down, period.
That's right.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, old king. So the king got mad and threw him in the fire, and you know the rest of the story. They were delivered. So this is really where we're headed in the long run. You know, the world is continually anti-Christ. In America, we have a strong anti-Christ spirit. And so I feel for this guy there. You know, in Lugansk, the People's Republic, this is Eastern Ukraine, the authorities shut all the evangelical churches down. And, of course, for a lot of them, you know, that's the only place that they can do it. They called them extremist religious organizations. And, of course, they arrest the pastor and other leaders. That's one of their first targets. And when you get in a lot of these areas, you have these civil wars. So separatists you know, probably Muslim separatists who wants to pull away from the rest of Ukraine. They end up, you know, fighting and becoming somewhat successful. So then they make up their own laws in their part of the thing. And then this is the case here, apparently, that they just turned around and shut the churches down. Well, thank God they didn't go in and kill them all.
Yes, amen to that.
But at any rate, this is the world. You know, the world is anti-Christ, and there's no doubt about it today. And, you know, this next one was on CBN Tower, Franklin Graham. And, you know, I can't thank enough for Franklin Graham to actually come out and say things. You know, he will just, you know, if he sees something wrong in America or something, he will talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad that there's a voice standing out.
And he was speaking out on CBN. They did a thing, and he was talking about Nigeria's persecuted Christians. And, of course, he says that they're being brutally slaughtered, and they feel like the rest of the world is turning a deaf ear to their crisis. And, of course, if you're not familiar, he is the head of Samaritan's Purse. He's also involved with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, so he's involved in all that. I mean, he's got his plate full. But, you know, the big, and we've been talking about this a lot. You get over in Nigeria, you got the problem with Boko Haram. And then you also, Boko Haram's the one that kidnapped all the girls. They're the ones that Leah Sharabu.
Yes.
And they said that they're not going to release her. She's going to be a slave forever. If she tries, they're going to kill her. And there's been a lot of calls to get a release. But see, this is the problem you get overseas. There's nobody to help you, and America's a long ways away. Your own government won't help you and get you out because they're outclassed. There's no doubt about it. We covered this a long time ago that many of the radicals in Islam have a lot more money than the Nigerian government because these others get a lot of money through smuggling and various kinds of events. They'll even smuggle drugs in order to make money to commit jihad. But at any rate, and then the other thing is the Fulani, who come down they will pasture, they will bring their herds on down, and then they will allow them to eat wherever they want to on Christian land. And when the Christians go out and try to stop them, then they get killed. And recently, for the last several years, they've just come out and attacked Christians in their villages, and they just kill them. They burn their houses. They kill their kids. They kill their wives. They just, you know, in this particular one, they were armed with machetes and AK-47s. They destroyed 95 homes, farmland, and churches. And I think it was last week we were covering the fact that they were even chopping them up. They were mutilating the bodies.
Yeah.
Now, see, you find this kind of thing when you get over in Africa. Africa is not afraid to do it. These people are notorious because they are in small groups. They're very tribal, and they're not afraid to chop their enemies up or eat the hearts of their enemies or drink their blood. I mean, they do that for strength. The Indians used to do it here, too, the native Indians. The devil always tries to get people to drink the blood and become a cannibal, because the two most powerful spirits that are evil on this earth is blood, the other one is sex. And the devil will try nine times out of ten, let's put it this way, he will try to get people caught up in blood and sex. That's another reason why vampirism is so popular among the kids, has been for years, because it involves seduction. A spirit that's seducing. You drink the blood, you have the sex. Yeah, this is how the devil gets these kids, and this is how they also get the adults. Now, Reverend Ezekiel Dacomo, in a video, said, "America, please stand for us. We are dying. Allow us to survive. We have nobody. Only God in heaven can stand for us. Please, I am begging you, United Nations, your silence is getting worse."
Oh, yeah.
You know, the United Nations don't do nothing.
Tragic.
Because they have a lot of Muslims over there.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care, no.
And they're supposed to be there as a watchdog for the people around the world to protect them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then, of course, the women are dying. You know, and this just is irritating. But you can't, you know, you can't be at war with every nation on earth at the same time. We are in the days of lawlessness. If you've ever read that in 2 Thessalonians 2 and wondered what that is, well, you're living in it. It's been the days of lawlessness as described by Paul for a while, quite a while. But I believe if there was a time frame, officially it started about the year 2000 when we entered into this second millennial. So it's not good, folks. I mean, you know, and we complain about America Tower.
Well, not too much. I mean, I don't like the politics going on, but we really do have an easy life compared to the rest of the world.
You know, and the Lord isn't going to hold you accountable for, you know, being an American or living in the UK. He will expect you, though, to do something for your brothers and sisters. And that's why we do the advocacy. We encourage you to get with organizations, you know, like Persecution.com, Barnabas Aid, Samaritan's Purse, and many, many others. And do what you can financially, but you can always pray for them. Because your brethren are dying, and they have been for a long time. I've seen more blood spilled of Christians in the last 20 years, over 20 years, than I've seen in my whole life.
Oh, I know.
I think that it could easily be said more blood has been spilt of Christians in these last days we're in now than at any other time in history. And at no other time, with all of our technology and everything that we think we're organized, we think we're civilized. You know, you really do. You know, you look at the world of nations and we think we're civilized. But look what we're allowing to go on.
Oh, now, I know.
Now, see, the Democrats, you know, they're not opposed to bringing 10, 15, 20, 100,000, even a million immigrants in through open borders. And what you end up doing is bringing in people that's going to destroy your country. It's the same thing when you have first responders go to the scene of a disaster. One of the first rules is don't put yourself in a position where you're going to need rescuing. Because if the rescuers need rescuing, there's nobody left to rescue them because they're first responders. And when you have a nation like America, her strength is in allowing people to come in the proper way. And once they do, they become an American and stand with us for the Constitution and in the Constitution. They don't just open up the borders to anybody and make excuses. They don't just say, oh, well, let's become a socialist country. And these are all things the Democrats are doing. The enemies have entered in a long time ago. This has been something ongoing. This dates back in America by hundreds of years. Yeah. So make no mistake, we are in the time period, and we very well, folks, could end up falling, becoming socialist or Muslim.
Oh, perish the thought.
But this nation is not going to go down quietly, because I can tell you that in America, there are guns, and Americans know how to use them.
That's true.
America is not like the EU. It's not like any other nation on earth. We are a nation that you don't mess with. But within, just like Rome, we're falling from within. Now we got another one here. Are you ready for this?
Oh, this one is very disturbing to me. Here we go back to Pakistan. This young Christian, he's Yaqub Bashir. He's 25 years old. He's mentally disabled. And he was sentenced to life in prison by the Session and District Court for allegedly committing blasphemy against Islam. And this life sentence was issued more than 3 years after the initial blasphemy accusation was leveled against him in 2015. He was first accused of burning a booklet that carried Quran verses. And the case was registered against Bashir under Section 295 B and C of Pakistan's Penal Code on June 5th, 2015. And he was reportedly receiving treatment at a mental health facility in Hyderabad prior to this accusation. And he was sentenced last month for using derogatory language against the Prophet Muhammad. However, he was found innocent. And many human rights advocates who monitor Pakistan have reported on the widespread abuse of these blasphemy laws. They often use these false accusations to settle a personal score or incite religious hatred against minority communities. Mob violence and lynching also follow blasphemy accusations against Christians, even if they are clearly false. And during Bashir's 3 years and 3 months of imprisonment prior to his conviction, approximately 96 hearings were conducted as a part of his trial. And during this period, Bashir was attacked by fellow inmates on several occasions. In June of 2018, he was brutally beaten by fellow inmates for praying in their shared jail cell and sustained multiple injuries. And the young Christian also found little sympathy from the court as his appeals for bail were twice rejected. Once by the Session Court and then again by the High Court of Hyderabad. And he's suffered multiple serious illnesses due to the poor conditions in the jail and the lack of adequate medical care. And there's been a number of case studies where these laws have been misused against the most vulnerable of segments of the society. And because of this, these laws have created an atmosphere of fear in Pakistan. And since the day he was accused, his family has been continuously monitored by extreme groups, and these groups have repeatedly threatened and harassed them during court hearings. And his mother said, "It's unbearable and unjust. My son is innocent. He did not insult or do blasphemy. He does not much care of these issues as his mind works differently than that of a normal person's."
Well, you know, this is typical for the way they do things.
Yeah.
And he was actually found
innocent.
Where's it at?
It's up under.
I was looking at something. They sentenced him under that one code.
Yeah, and then however.
But he was found innocent under the 295B for desecrating. Right. You know, they got him for derogatory language, but. You know, here's a guy that's mentally ill, and he burns a booklet.
You don't hold that against him.
But the thing of it is that if he's ingrained Christian...
If he even did that, there's no proof, is there?
No, well, you don't know with these things, because we've seen it time and time again. These people lie. You know, for them, the fruit is getting the conviction. See,
right.
and this is where this Bible tells us there's a way... You know, that man follows that to him, it looks like the right way. But in the end, it brings death. And, you know, the law tells us that no flesh will be justified by the law. And that means the Jewish law, you know, keeping it to be saved. Now, Christ fulfilled it for our redemption. That's a different thing. But, you know, whether you're trying to be justified by keeping certain laws, like Sharia law or the Jewish law or any other kind, it's not going to work. There's only one way. That's through Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And this is typical. Again, we have Pakistan. Again, you have people that will that'll kill him, try to kill him, that will hang him up to dry. They will beat him. And this story comes from International Christian Concern. That is persecution.com, this particular story. So Pakistan is one of those that is just really, really a pain. And
I think it's one of the, probably number one or two on top of persecuting Christians.
Well, at any rate, we're going to...
North Korea being number one.
We're going to have to get out of here.
Has it already been an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We have lots more to talk about.
Yeah. Well, this is about what we've been doing. So that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, we thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you for helping your brothers and sisters that are being persecuted. And we love you. We pray for you. And we truly appreciate all you do for the Lord. God bless you.
Shalom, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good night.
We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.